We are live.
I'm going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Ethics for the City of Tacoma for Thursday, August 6th. It is 6:30 in the evening, and I'm going to do call the rolls. I'm Sean Armentrout, Chair of the Committee.
Susan Jensen, Member.
Bill Sims, Member.
Joseph Atkinson, Board Member.
Martha Lance from the City Attorney's Office.
Doris Smith, Board Member.
And Doris Arm, City Clerk.
Well, we have one item on today's agenda, which is just the election, I shouldn't say just, but the election of a vice chair of the Board of Ethics, so we can have, be properly positioned, and then when I have to recuse myself occasionally, like I did this recent matter, we have someone else who can sign the orders and preside over the proceedings in my absence. So we'll just enter discussions. Is anyone interested in the position as vice president? And just get a look at you, Susan, doesn't mean it's asking you to be.
Should we just all point?
I that's quite an
that's
honor.
Dangerous.
But yeah, Susan's expired, and we have term limits, so
yes.
I think it's only a matter of time until the city appoints somebody else in my position. So I don't think I'm a very good bet. But thank you.
And
as someone who was vice chair, I can tell you it's not a daunting position.
Well, this is Martha, Kristen. What happened is the membership of the committee changed sort of in the middle of the terms, and we're supposed to run terms of not office on the board, but elected officers of the members.
Staggered.
No, from January to January. The chair and the vice chair serve from January to January, and somehow we passed to January and lost the vice chair and didn't get a new one, and Sean remained as chair. Because he was willing and there was no coup to remove him. So I would say, just to get caught up, whoever agrees to do this or is duly elected by their peers will need to recheck it in January and open nominations for both the chair and the vice chair. But Sean's right, we need somebody in the short term because we have an order that needs to be signed by someone and the chair has recused. And our bylaws say that, in that case, the vice chair has to step in, and we need one. So, Susan, you could do it.
Well, I'm a little concerned, and maybe I should ask for legal advice. The code in section 146.050b2 says not only that no person shall serve more than two consecutive full terms, but the term of a successor shall be deemed to have commenced upon the expiration of the term of the member holding over.
Right. It
shall be considered a full term. I guess I'm reading that wrong, because I also filled out the term of someone else. So I've been in for like 2.5 terms.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
I think that's okay.
That's okay.
And you're now holdover. So.
Okay. Well, if people would like me to do it in the short term, I'd be glad to do it. But just with the understanding that... I don't know. I don't know what precipitates the city advertising for another member, but
we will be going forward, and I just wanted to give you guys all, although we can't really, I don't know if we can really talk about the membership in terms of like filling out applications and going forward with the appointment process and going before the Government Performance and Finance Committee. We'll go through the process. I'll call for another group, and so encourage all of you to please sort of fill out the that application, and so that I can get that all moving. But
to reappoint them?
Mm-hmm. And to check in with the chair. But they like people to come back in and check in with the committee, the Government Performance and Finance Committee. They've been asking for everybody to come back in and just sort of check in with it and go through the process of the interview process. And if there's anybody else that also applies for the Board of Ethics, so they like to do the whole process.
So they like people to come even if their terms have not expired?
No, even if they're, no, with their terms expired and they're seeking reappointment, that it's just not simply an automatic reappointment.
Right. Okay.
Right, and at the end of this year, we have...
My door.
I'm at 6 years in March.
Mm-hmm. And Joe's term is up, but it's just your first term, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm term limited at March.
Okay. So, I guess, sorry, just being practical and not very parliamentary. Susan agreeing to do it would certainly alleviate the short-term issue, but in the event that her term is over by virtue of she no longer being a holdover because a qualified successor is appointed. If that happens before January, then we'll be back with no
score
vice
one.
Chair. So, I'll leave it up to you guys.
Well, if you want to do it, fine. If you don't want to, I'm happy to fill in for that role. Frankly, I'm lucky that you put me on the committee. I'm surprised, but I think I do an okay job. And
I think you
I really don't mind.
Okay.
If you have any reservations.
No, that makes sense.
I might have to show up a little early and don't know what to do.
Plus, when I'm term limited out, you might become chair.
That would be bad. For you guys, yeah. I'd be okay. No, I don't mind taking on an extra role and spending a little more time doing what I have to do. So,
great.
That might help me get a little more engaged or prepared. So, but it's up to you. I don't hold any reservations either way. I just kind of do what I can to help.
I'm good. I move that the nomination of board member Joe.
Second and third.
All right, so we have a motion on the table. All in favor of Joe becoming our new vice president for the board? Say aye.
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 Anyone nay? All right, we have a unanimous decision. Congratulations, Joe, and thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All
right. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
And that is an adjournment of today's meeting because it's the only item on the agenda. And it is now 6:35.
Or short.